Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shir. This is the fourth shir, Rambam 5-6, Hilchos Malachim. In the previous shir, we saw the Yisod, that first year, the Jews HaKadosh Eretz Yisrael proper, give the Hashem Eretz Yisrael, and then Vayter, whatever they capture is annexed to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yisod HaDvarim. Now we're continuing based on the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu, but this we can explain. The Rambam, Malachim 4-8, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to take from all the lands that the Jewish people capture 1/13. And the question is, since the Makor is Mechalukas Haaretz, like we see in Baba Basra 122a, from Sukkim, that from the Chalukas Haaretz, when the land was given out, so the Mashiach is going to take part of the land. So what does that have to do with other Haaretzes? It says he takes from all the lands that the Jewish people capture 1/13. No, he only takes from the lands that were given out within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu talks about this in the Rambam in 4.8 in the Be'er Miriam, in the first volume. But according to what we said, it's Pashit that Kibush, the Melech HaMashiach, Al-Pidinu, V'yeze Kibush Rabim, L'achar Shenichbisha Kol Eretz Yisrael. When the Melech HaMashiach captures, that's going to be Al-Pidin. And this is going to be a Kibush Rabim after all of Eretz Yisrael was captured. So, like we saw in the previous shir, David HaMelech was even Machalik Syria. Because once you do a proper kibush, once you do a proper kibush, David thought his kibush of Syria was a proper kibush, so then you can even do a chalukah. You can even give it out to the tribes. And as a regular din of Eretz Yisrael. They're annexed to Eretz Yisrael and has a din of Chalukas Haaretz. And therefore, Melech HaMashiach also, he's going to get his portion. It's going to be given out to him. Umishumachi lo kashem ha'shiksham minchat chinuch. It's for tav tzadivav. Demayshna Melech HaMashiach she'ino nutel lechelek echad miyut gimon. Mishar melechim shekatav shem ram melechai shkol ha'atzot shekabay shem melech. הרי הוא שלא לגמרי אין שם ומה שכתב את זה בחלק א' על החיות ולמה שנתבהר אתה שפיר בפשיטות זה בכיבוש ארץ ישראל כשחל דין ארץ ישראל ודאי לישראלי ולא למלך רק מדין חלוקת ארץ ישראל יש לו חלק י' ג' שכך היא חלוקת הארץ לעתיד לבוא מקראי די יחזקאל בסוגיה לבבבטו ורמה מהלכה יהוד מיירה בכיבוש על חול, שנשאר בזה דין חול על ידי כיבוש יחיד, ובזה הווה בכלל שלל שכולו למלך, נהיה קהל ארץ ישראל שבא זכיר רק מדין חלוקת ארץ ישראל. So, we can now answer the kashya de Minchas Chinuch. Yes, why is Mashiach different? That he only takes one thirteenth of the land in Chutz La'aretz. Like the Gemara here says in Baba Basra, the Melech HaMashiach is going to take 1/13. Gemara says, "Asi de'aretz Yisrael shetischalik l'shalshas v'shvanta." In the future, the land of Israel, again, the Rambam says all the Haaretz are going to be divided among 13 tribes. Again, one fifth. And who's the 13th God? Who says the Gemara? To the Nasi, to Mashiach. As the Rashbam explains. And then it brings the Pasuk. The Oved, here, Yavdu, and the Kol Shiftei Yisrael, and the servant of the city of the Nasi, they will serve in four tribes of Israel, meaning they're going to surrender part of their land to the Nasi. And the Gemara says maybe it's referring to mere workers rather than to land. Maybe serving him means they're going to have workers now. Says the Gemara, because it says Vanaiser, the Nasi Mizel Mizel, the Trimuskovzel is here. In other words, from each tribal portion, they have to give to the Nasi, besides the sacred endowment of the temple area and the property of the city of Yerushalayim, they also have to give part of their land. So that's where the makor that the Nasi is going to get, the Mashiach, is going to take 1/13 of the land. So, in fact, in Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam says that that a regular king, whenever a king captures land, it belongs to him completely. So, Maishna Melech HaMashiach, that he only takes 1/13. The Rambam says, of all the Aratzis, he only takes 1/13. Why 1/13? He should get the whole thing. If he captured, he gets the whole thing. So the answer is that Kibush Eretz Yisrael, when there's a din of Eretz Yisrael, then it belongs to the Jews, not to the king. And it's Medin Chalukas Eretz Yisrael that he gets 1/13. And that's Chalukas Eretz Lasid Lava from the Pesukim Yechezka. So the Rambam in Halacha Yir, when he says that the king gets the whole thing, when they capture other lands, stone by Kibush and Chutz Laretz. It remains with the Din Chutz Laretz because it's a Kibush Yachid, it's not annexed Eretz Yisrael. And that's included in the Shalom. That's booty that belongs to the king. But it doesn't do with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, the Zechiyah, is only Medin Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. And the Melech Sid Lavo and these other lands are going to be, even the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, are going to be annexed to Eretz Yisrael, so they're going to have a Din of Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have a regular Chalukah. So Melech Mashiach only gets 1/13. A regular king gets the whole thing if it's Medin Kibush Yachid, it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. But Lasid Lavo, the lands that the Mashiach is getting, they're going to be part of Eretz Yisrael. It's only going to be 1/13. In Takin the Klichemda, we have a series of Shirim in the Klichemda. Unfortunately, we don't do it enough because it's a super geschmack, so we shouldn't miss out. So Klichemda, in this week's parasha, in Parashas Maaseh, the end of Ois Aleph talks about the Chutz Laretz Lasid Lavo. Is it going to be like Eretz Yisrael? Is it not going to be like Eretz Yisrael? Shaila. In any event, what we see here is that the land outside of Eretz Yisrael is going to have the Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Mashiach is only going to get 1/13. And with this, we can answer what the Rambam writes in Trumas. In Trumas 1-2, that after he writes that Eretz Yisrael also requires Kibush Rabim, as we spoke about in the previous lecture, that even in Eretz Yisrael, you need a Kibush Rabim. Zok the Rambam, ומפני זה חולק ישוע ביזינו כל ארץ ישראל לשבטים, אף על פי שלא נכבשה, כדי שלא יהיה כיבוש יחי, כשיהיה לכל שייבת ושייבת ויכבש חלקו. Because this Yeshua apportioned, and is based in apportioning all of Eretz Yisrael to the tribes, even though it had not yet been captured, in order that it shouldn't be a kibush yochid, kishiyale kol shev, when each shevet captures their chelek. If when each shevet captures their chelek, it hasn't yet been given out, so it's going to be considered a kibush yochid. But once it's been given out, once Yeshua gives out the Eretz Yisrael to the Shevatim, so now Eretz Yisrael belongs to everybody as one. So when a Shevet captures their land, they're essentially capturing it on behalf of all of the Jews, and therefore it's considered a Kibush Rabim, because you need to have a Kibush Rabim in order for it to be considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And Frecht, the Heilige Marie Kolkus, ויהם בזה גם כן, בחזון איש, בשביס, בסימן גם מוסיף קטן א', שגם בלא חלוקה, גם בלא חלוקה, הכיבוש הוא ברשוס כולם, ומידייתם ורציימם. You without חלוקה, even if Eretz Yisrael isn't given to everybody, the kibush is still ברשוס כולם. Everybody wants the kibush. This is the land given to Abraham. But they all have to be involved in the kibush? No, ma pitom. The kibush is on behalf of all of them. And Memela, the Shaila is, why do you need to first give out the land in order to make it a Kibush Rabim? It's a Kibush Rabim because this is the land that was promised to Abraham. And now that this tribe is capturing it, he's capturing the land on behalf of all the Jewish people. This is our land. So what's the pshat that Yeshua first had to give out Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim? It was midas everybody. It was with everybody's consent. And we also have to understand that if you need everybody, then what does Chalukas Yeshua help? How does that make it everybody? Maya hani shal yidei zav alei kulam. Af al pi shelo nasa akibush ela yidei mishpacho yishevet. How does that make it that it belongs to everybody? It's being done by everybody. Now, as Yeshua gives it out, he says, this is where Yehuda's getting, this is where Yisachar is getting, this is where Zvulun's getting. And then Zvulun goes and captures his land. How does that make it midas everybody? And Taka the Chazonish and Shviyas and Simon Gimel, Sif Karnalif, already wondered about this. Ayin Shem, the Divrei Chazonish. It's always an adventure to learn the Chazonish. So based on what we explained, in Kinzagan Azoi, Shadim Kibush Rabim, Eno Din Bimaisa HaKibush, Al Yedei Min Nasa, Im Al Yedei Rabim O Yechidim, Ela Kevan, Sheikaro Ashvuye Eretz Yisrael, Tolu Yavur Min Nasa. The Shem Eretz Yisrael, Hi Eretz Shel Kol Yisrael. The Din Kibush Rabim, it's not a din in the Maisa Kibush. Who does the Maisa Kibush? Does the community do the Maisa Kibush? Or do individuals do the Maisa Kibush? That's not Pshat and Kibush Rabbi. But rather, since it's you're creating a state, a reality, where this is Eretz Yisrael, it matters who it is being done for. Because Shem Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Shel Kol Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael means land of all Jews, of the people of Israel. And for Yechidim, it's not the Eretz of Am Yisrael. And therefore it's not Eretz Yisrael. As a Sheilai, Avur Mi Nasa. Zeh Ma Shekoveh, Im Zeh Kibush Yechid or Kibush Rabim. Avur Mi Nasa. האם זה נעשה עבור יחיד, או האם זה נעשה עבור רבים. ויסוד לזה מדברי רש"י, אני תמיד אוהב באחרונים כשתופים ביסוד לזה. כי סתם, זכן לדבר את הרעיון, זה לא טוב. סתם להגיד דברים, בלי בסיס זה לא טוב, אבל עם בסיס זה מצוין. אז ויסוד לזה מדברי רש"י וגיטין בדף חסם בייס, ועבוד דזורי, בדף חוף עומד בייס, שבגיטין, what did Rashi write, the עניין of כיבוש יוחד of סוריה, ומה שבכיבוש יהושע, היו כל ישראל יחד, ושכבשוע, וצריך כל ישראל, אבל דוד לא יכובש, אלא לצורכו. When it was captured in the time of Yehoshua, it was Gans Klal Yisrael Tzizamin, for the sake of Gans Klal Yisrael. But David was only capturing the land for himself, for his own needs. And Avoid Zoreh, so that's the Chisorain of Kibush Yochid, that it was only done at Tzolchot. But in Avoid Zoreh, Rashi writes that the Chisaron is that it wasn't Al Pi Adibur and was without 600,000. And he doesn't mention this inyan of the Tzarchol Yisrael, which he made a primary element in Gittin 8b. So anachon tzachim la'avin v'yashev ben ha-sugyot ben abudah zarah chaf amud bet v'gittin chet amud bet. What is it about? Is it about Letzorchoi, that if David met David Letzorchoi, it's no good? Or is it it's no good because it's not Al Pi HaDibur, and it's not with Shishim Riboy? Zo HaSheila shelanu. Az nir'a, Omer Morenu v'Rabbeinu Zatzal, the Ashvuye Kibush Vitzorich Yisroel Sha'ar Yideze Havale Eretz Shel Yisroel Yefshar Likov'o Al Yidei Kavanat HaKibush Elu Ashvuye Vikvie Al Yidei Beis Din V'chol Yisroel Vim Loikein Eino Litzorich Yisroel Af Bishel Zo Hayta Kavanat HaKovshim ומשום הוכי אומנו מעיקר תולי בצורך, כמה שכויסי ברשי בגיטין, אלא די יש לא אמר, דו אומנם דוד כובש לצורך ישראל, וכיוון שלא היה על ידי כל ישראל, וידיב לא חייב לזה דין כיבש לצורך ישראל, ואולי לצורך ידי דוד, ומשום הוכי אין הכר ארץ ישראל. בדברי רשי בגיטין בעבוד אזור המשלים זה עם זה, זה את זה. זאת אומרת, ברבנו מסביר, that the two Rashi's complement each other. They say really nice things about each other and make each other feel good. No. They complete each other. In what way? In order to make it a kibush for Tzarech Yisrael, to make it the Eretz, remember, Eretz Yisrael, is Eretz Shel Yisrael, the land that belongs to the Jewish people. So how do you do that? It is not enough where you have the proper kavana. Kavan is not enough. But rather, it is something that is established, that is created by the Beis Din and by all of the Jewish people. And otherwise, it's not Letzarech Yisrael, even though that was their Kavan. Even though that was their intent, that's not enough, the intent. But rather, it needs to be done by Beis Din V'chol Yisrael. And because of this, it's true, the Iker is Tali B'tzarech. In other words, like Rashi writes in Gittin, it has to be for the sake of the Jewish people and not for the personal sake of the king. But we can say that it's true that David captured it for the sake of Yisrael, but since it wasn't Al Yidei Kol Yisrael, it doesn't have a Din Kibush Letzarech Yisrael. It's considered Letzarech. In other words, why is it considered Letzarech to David? Not because that was necessarily his intent that it should be Letzarech, but rather because it wasn't done together with the Beis Din and Kol Yisrael. Because intent doesn't suffice. And that makes it Letzarech. In other words, the second, the general community wasn't involved in this. This is called Letzarech David. So you really need both. You need that it should be for the sake of the community and also done by the community. And for this reason, we can understand the difference in the Rambam when he talks about Kibush Rabim between Vasel Zok in Hilchos Melachim and what he says in Hilchos Trumas that we spoke about in the first lecture in this incredible series. And that is that in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam writes that when you capture the land, it has to be b'melech al pi Beis Din. That's what makes it a kibush rabim. Melech and a Beis Din. And in Terumis, the Rambam says, midas rov Yisrael. Not melech and a Beis Din. So what's the... Which one is it? Is it that it's Midas Kol Yisrael, Roiv Yisrael, or is it Melech and a Beis Din? That was the conundrum that we presented. So the answer might be that, as we explained at the time, that Roiv Yisrael is the Beis Din. That, as Rabbeinu explains elsewhere, Das Yisrael and Das Beis Din is the same. Because the Beis Din HaGadol is Das Yisrael. But still, we didn't understand why the Rambam in Hilchos Trumas writes the Yisrael Adin. The Yisrael Adin, in other words, fundamentally, the Din is that it's Midas Kol Yisrael. And the lemaisa of the din is like the Rambam writes here that it's midas based in. So why is the Rambam here Malachim write the lemaisa that it's midas based in? And in Shrumis, he writes the yisoida din, which is das kol Yisrael, because das based is really das kol Yisrael. She'el shebuchot melachim aspir Rabbeinu mayri Rambam b'lemaisa hanifal ayidei kibush. In Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam is talking about the lemaisa that is activated through the kibush. And the lemaisa is through a beis din. A beis din is koiveya tzarech kol Yisrael. Mitzad shebehem yish din shel das v'tzarech Yisrael. Because they are the das of Kal Yisrael. They determine the needs of Kal Yisrael. Like Rabbeinu explained in 5:1. In the Rambam here in Malachim. Mashenkin b'hilchos Trumas, the Rambam isn't talking about the Lamais. The Rambam is talking about the Hagdore shel Masha oseh kibush l'Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says that Das Rav Yisrael makes a Tzarech Yisrael, which is Tzarech Rabbah. And therefore the kibush is the Tzarech Yisrael. And therefore it's your land, like we see in the Sifri. That Shelachem means Shel Am Yisrael. That's the land of the Jewish people. So like we said, Das Beis Din and Das Yisrael are one. When there's Das Beis Din, there's Das Yisrael. We just have to be mechalek, but the Das Beis Din is what we need lemaisa. So if you have Das Beis Din, then lemaisa, the kibush is a proper kibush harabim. They're the ones who establish the lemaisa. But in Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam is not talking about the Lamaisa. In Hilchos Trumas, the Rambam is talking about the Hagdora of what makes a kibush of Eretz Yisrael. What makes kibush, when you capture this land, when we have this conquest, what makes it part of Eretz Yisrael? What's Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz of Yisrael, the Eretz of the Jewish people. What makes something the land of the Jewish people? The fact that it was captured by the Jewish people. It was captured by Rov Yisrael. So therefore, it was the Tzarech Yisrael. It was the Tzarech Rov Yisrael. And therefore, it's your land. So in Shumas, the Rambam is talking about the Hagdara. What makes it the Kibush Eretz Yisrael? The answer is it's because it's for Rov Yisrael. Because as we've been saying, that the Kibush has to be, it's not enough. That you have proper kavana, who it's being done for, is it being done for the yachid, for the rabbim, but you also need it to be established by the Beis Din B'Kol Yisrael. Otherwise, if it's not done by the Beis Din B'Kol Yisrael, then it's not considered the land of Israel, the land of the people of Israel. Like we have with the stira and Rashi's that we said, it's not a stira that we need both. You need that it should be Litzarachoy. It can't be Litzarachoy. If it's Litzarachoy, then it doesn't work. It has to be Litzarach, the community. But that's not enough. In addition to that, you also need that it should be done by the community. That's the Rashi and Avodah Zarah. But the Chisaron is that it was done without Shishim Riba. Because in order to make it for Tzarach Am Yisrael, it's not enough they have Kavana Litzarach Am Yisrael, it has to be done by Am Yisrael. Therefore, Nechos Shumas, the Rambam is dealing with the Hagdara of what makes the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, the land of the Jewish people. The answer is Rov Yisrael. The Maisa, what is Rov Yisrael based in? Based in Halacha Lemaisa has the status of Rov Yisrael. They're representing the Jewish people, so that's the Lemaisa. But the Hagdara, it's for all of Klal Yisrael. It's being done by Klal Yisrael. So if it's being done by Klal Yisrael, then it becomes the land of Klal Yisrael. And again, it's not just enough to have intention that it should be for Am Yisrael. It has to actually be done by them, which the Mice is the Beis Din. But the Hagdara, like the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Trumas, is Rov Yisrael. Rov Yisrael makes the Kibush. Eretz Yisrael, it was captured by Melch Yisrael, Navi Midas Rov Yisrael. And that's called the Kibush Rabim, and that makes it your land, like we see in the Sifri, that it's Shelachem, like we spoke about in the previous shir, that wherever you capture, so it's going to be yours. We asked, it's Pashut, you always make a Kinyan Al Yedei Kibush, Goyim also have a Kinyan Al Yedei Kibush. So what we explained was, when it says Shalahem, it's not like Avodah Kinyan. It's together Eretz Yisrael, that it's Eretz Shel Yisrael. So we would think it's only in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, and in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So we don't call Mokoyim. But even outside the Tchum, it's there, it's together Shalahem Shel Eretz Yisrael, She'aretzim Shel Yisrael. And that's the din in the Rambam, that we're trying to establish this is Eretz Yisrael, and for that you need that it should be Alpi based in. The mice Alpi based, and that makes it Shalachem. The Fize, Umnam Fadai, Tisagi Kibush Tishavit. So it's Pashut that according to this, it's enough that the Shevet captures it, and you don't need all the Jewish people. שתלה יהושע על זכייה בדין חלקים שתלויים זה בזה, הכיבוש לממש דין החילוק הוא נכלל, הוא בכלל הזכייה הכללית של כל ישראל, אבל הכיבוש בדין זכייה של כל ישראל בחלקם, ומשום הכי אבל לצורך כל ישראל שהוא כיבוש רבים. That if the kibush, one shevet does a kibush, and they're doing it for all of Am Yisrael, so in Mela, this is the place, this is called the kibush rabin. So then, if one Shevet is doing it for all of Klal Yisrael, this should be the place of all of Klal Yisrael. That's enough. But if the Shevet is doing it for themselves, that's not Rov Yisrael. That's just them. That's Letzarchai. That doesn't work. So how do you have one tribe capturing it and then it becomes for all of Klal Yisrael? It's not for all of Klal Yisrael. It's just for them. And that's considered a Kibush Yachid. So what did Yahshua do? He split it up. And then he said, alright, it's Tali Zebazeh. This is yours, and this is yours. You get this. If you get this, if you get this, if you get this. They all need that everybody should get their place. They're all dependent on everybody and on each other. That they all get their proper place to stay in Eretz Yisrael. I'm getting this portion because you're getting that portion. And the 2.5 tribes didn't get, like the Pasuk says in the first, they didn't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael because they got a portion in Eivrei Yarden. Once you get a portion in Eretz Yisrael, so then that the reason you're getting a portion in Eretz Yisrael is because the other guy got the portion in the other part. So when they capture it, in order to actualize the chiluk that Yahshua made, that's part of the Zechiyah Klalos of all Yisrael, because he gave it out. You get A, you get B, you get portion C, you get portion D. So the Mela, by capturing it, so then they're actualizing Yahushua's Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, and the Mela for Kol Yisrael. And that's why the Kibush, because in Zechiyah shall Kol Yisrael b'chelkom. And it's considered a Kibush Rabin, because they're actualizing Yahushua's Chalukah. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that through the chalukah of every place, the kibush afterwards is a hemshech from the beginning of the melchama. The melchama doesn't end if the shevet didn't get his chela. So, since once they started the war, now since there was a chalukah of Yahushua, every shevet capturing their portion is a hemshech of that war. And the mele it's considered for all of Klal Yisrael. But the point is that this kibush was midim kol Yisrael. It was done al pidas beizdin. It was done roiv Yisrael. What does it mean roiv Yisrael? It was midas roiv Yisrael. That's only that shevet was capturing it. It was midas roiv Yisrael. Either because all the chalakim are tali zebazeh, because each tribe is, I'm getting here because you're getting there, and you're getting there because they're getting there. So the capturing of the land is a mimush, is a fulfillment of Yehoshua's chalukah, and therefore it's considered a din of kibush rabbi. Or it's a hemshech hanuchama. In other words, since Yehoshua did a chalukah and they started the war, so every time a tribe captures its portion, so this is all part of the general war, and the male is considered Rov Yisrael. So of course, it goes without saying, for Shteitzuch, as they say in Spanish, we have just tons more to say. Because Moreno of Rabbeinu is a Mayan She'ena Poisek. L'shmor l'zichrei t'havis kol nefesh, at least it should be. So Mir Tzashem will be zechol, hopefully to continue. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.